Chase Sexton, Salt Lake City 6. Look, Webb rode phenomenal, and Eli rode great, and Osborne got a podium. I think I was most impressed with your race. Nice work, man. You know, obviously tracking down Shane, making the pass, and then just pulling away. Just dominant ride by you. You got to be stoked.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the ride we practiced for. I mean,
right.
I've been watching the West Coast guys, and I was like, well, like, because Frandis and Forkner are super consistent that last race. I'm like, well, I mean, that's how you got to get it done. I feel like I came into the race today just wanting to, like, ride. If I can do, say, a 43 lap time, then I got to be doing that for at least the first 10 laps and mm-hmm. then kind of settle in. But honestly, that was my game plan. Today I was kind of looking at the 450 times and trying to be close to them, and it kind of took my mind off of just racing my class. So that was kind of nice. Yeah, yeah. And then, but yeah, that race, like, we finally got some moisture in the track, and I felt great all day. I think we've done a lot of testing since we've been at Salt Lake to get my bike where mm-hmm. it turns good. And I think we've got a pretty good base setting now. We got one round to go. So
yeah.
No, it was good. I wanted to get the hole shot, but I think that passing him made more of a statement. So
yeah.
Glad I got around him, and I didn't want to follow him for too long because that's what happened the first race. I just followed him, and then I followed at his pace, and then mm-hmm. it's kind of over after that. So, no, it was good. I had a lot of fun, actually. The lappers were the only really sketchy part of the race, but luckily we cleared them, and yeah, it was overall a really good night.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because obviously the depth of the East isn't there. A lot of guys got hurt,
yeah.
So more guys are in the main. And, dude, you were – yeah, there were some guys that were sketchy for sure.
Like, yeah.
That had to have been the scariest part.
Well, I think, like, the last two races I've ran into – like, someone's falling in front of me, I've ran into them. Like, right. It sucks because there's so many – ours, the close was, I felt, like, pretty stacked
mm-hmm.
when we started.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It kind of just fizzled out. And obviously, I feel like the best two guys are still here, Shane and I, so mm-hmm. which is good. And, no, it is – I mean, there's a lot of young guys out there, so
– yeah.
Like, Joe and those – and my teammate Joe and those guys. So it was fun. I mean, yeah, those lappers are just, like – It sucks because it's just like that's one less thing you want to you don't want to worry about lappers, like you yeah. want to worry about racing your race. And, but honestly, like when I go out there, I'm like, all right, I probably have a good solid probably 5 laps before I start running into lappers. So you got to make those laps count.
Yep.
And then once you get in the lappers, you got to just make the right decision. Sometimes you get lucky.
Dude,
honestly,
yeah.
like sometimes it's just a luck of the draw of what right. where they go, and especially the whoops when they're pretty gnarly like that, they just they're all over the place, but. Overall tonight, I feel like a lot of them got out of the way, and there's a couple that one fell in front of me, but that was obviously not really.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to do that, but it's just chaos, honestly.
Your scrub on that little double, and then pass on Shane, and then you got the hell out of there was just epic.
Yeah.
You were just like, you're like, I don't know if this dude's gonna get me back, and I don't know if he's right on me, and you just laid down those laps. I got to look at them a little closer, but man, those were impressive laps at the beginning after you got by.
Yeah, no, the lap before I passed him, I scrubbed it and like caught my foot peg. I'm like, oh, that was kind of sketchy. And then the next lap, like, I knew I was fast in that section. That's where I passed Colt in the heat race.
Yeah.
So I knew that's where I could pass. And the lap, I just said, all right, we got to make it stick. And I didn't really want to hit him like super hard.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I made that aggressive. I was aggressive, but it wasn't.
No,
dirty.
No, that was fine.
I didn't want him to be able to come and retaliate because I know he really didn't have anything to lose. And we're both going for this thing. So I didn't want him to have a chance to retaliate, and I looked back off the triple just to make sure I had some room, and after that, I just tried to lay down some laps and kind of break him a little bit, and then just kind of settled in and try to get around, get through my lappers, and then, it worked out really well. The lappers they're kind of hectic, but it makes the race go by a lot faster, too, if you're not just out there doing your laps. Like,
true, yeah.
You're always,
yeah.
like, thinking about, well, what am I going to pass this guy?
Yeah.
And then, but, no, it was good. I tried to lay down some laps, and I ran like a lot of 43s at the beginning, which I was happy with. And,
mm-hmm.
It was good. I wanted to do that section. The 450 guys were doing that.
Oh,
double 3-3.
You were looking at it?
I didn't want to. I was looking at it, but then I was like, I don't know if I have the power to do it.
Yeah.
And because it was way faster. Like I watched Kenny do it.
Yeah.
And he wasn't doing it. And then he started doing it. I'm like, all right, that's way faster. Like,
yeah.
I wish I would have been able to do that in my main event, but overall, no, I was happy with it. Looking forward to Sunday. It's going to be chaotic.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, man, like I said, really impressive ride, clutch performance. Thanks for taking the time to do this. Thanks, Chase.
Thank you, Steve. Bye.
Bye.